Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Hey, I forgot to give you something last.
Did you give me a prize?
I completely forgot last episode. Now, can I be honest?
Is it from Thailand?
Yeah. Half the present got taken away from me at customs, which is annoying.
What was it?
Well, I'll give you, I just thought I'd get you something that you'd really like. So first of all, I got you some Tom Yam chili paste.
Thank you, Jarchi.
That's a pleasure. I thought you'd really like that.
Yep.
So what do you think about?
It's yam. It's Tom Yam chili paste, so it's yum.
It's yam.
Thank you.
That's really
and
good.
Wow, it's gluten-free and
there you go.
Serves four.
Now, how lucky are you? Four people or 1 8-year-old Lou?
And also,
I feel very, very clever.
Look what else I got you. I thought you could try them on the podcast. Yum. What are they, Lou? What's that?
Fish crisps.
You're joking.
Squid.
You love fish crisps, squid.
Salted egg flavour.
Salted egg flavour, fish crisps. So I thought, just to be nice, you'd try that.
I can't even smell it yet, Jack, and I want to throw up.
It's like when someone does a fart and you're like, that's about to hit. That hasn't hit me yet. So I thought I'd get you something really nice.
Can you please go first? I really don't want to do this.
No, I got you a present. You should.
Well, it's like when I got you the present of the sour lollies, and you made me go first. So
no.
Dotheth, take the squid and go forth.
No, this is a present to you. Now you be.
I got you a present when I got you those sour lollies, and you made me go first.
Melinda,
so I'm making you go first.
You accept my present.
You're gaslighting me.
You accept that present with grace and honour, okay? As a grace and honourable lady. And you try those fish crisps squid. I mean, they just sound delightful. They're salted egg, for Christ's sake. I got you like this fucked up pork meat too.
Oh, nah.
Bruh.
Get fucked.
Is it?
Get fucked. There's not a chance I'm trying those.
Ugh, okay, nah. you had to.
No,
Lou,
no.
It's a present. Be an honourable woman. Come now. Now go on, pull out the fish crisps squid. Come on.
My fingers are going to stink. Oh, they fucking stink. I want to throw up. I hate you so much. Like, I actually want to fucking punch you in the face.
Oh, no good. Oh, no way. You're joking. You're joking. Are they that fucked?
How bad can they be?
No, they don't. Oh, I'm not doing it then. Not a chance. Yeah, I can't do it.
Fuck it, let me try some.
Do you want to go?
They sound nice.
Do you all think they sound nice?
Do you all like some?
Oh, yuck.
They're kind of nice.
Nah, no, they're not.
Oh, yuck. That's like rotten air. Oh, that's disgusting, isn't it?
More for me. You guys have pathetic palates, both of you.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. It honestly tastes like an egg from, like, 6 weeks ago.
Oh, it's a bit spicy on the back end.
Why would you do that to me, you piece of shit?
They're not terrible. They taste like squid.
Yeah, but that's fucking
right. They taste like eggs that have been in the fridge boiled for, like, 7 days.
It's the best kind. Oh, I don't know if I'll be having too many more. Thank you. Josh just kissed me with crispy, squiddy fish head.
Dior, you can have the chili paste too.
Yum, I will. Dude, Tom Yum soup slaps.
I just threw it across the studio.
I had like
thanks
this,
for your presence, Josh.
That's a pleasure, mate.
Oh, my
mouth. I had
mouth.
This packet of like pork shit that looked fucked.
My mouth honestly tastes like compost.
Yeah, dude.
It's probably the most fucked thing you've ever made me do.
Yeah, Dior, that.
I feel sick. I might have to scull that rosé.
Worst things have happened. No, they were not good. Yeah, I saw that coming.
Yeah, well, you got what you were after, champion.
Now, what did you want to start the? You said you had a story to start the podcast with, didn't you? Well, until I gave you all the presents, presents.
I went sauna ice bath in the weekend. I went with Lily and my friend Matt, and we were in the sauna. And you know how when you're in the sauna and it's packed, but there's not often a place for three to stand, so we're all spread out across the sauna, and. For some reason, I think Lil is like a little full of wisdom. Like, you know, I always ask her questions about like shit, like she doesn't know.
Oh, she's like her mum.
Yeah. So I was like asking her questions and then I was like, Lil, if I go to Lady Martin's Beach, will the tide be in or out? And she was like, what the fuck? How would I know? Like, and then the whole sauna just stared at her and then looked at me and were like, this girl's fucked. And then this man pipes up and he was like, the tide'll be out. And his
he was like an old sea captain. Yes. Arr, he had a pipe in the sauna.
It was a pirate in the sauna. And then I go, okay, so does that mean I can lay on the beach and go for a swim if the tide's out? Or do I? And he was like, everyone was just so.
Arr, she be mentally unstable, this one.
Everyone was so confused what was going on and like cracking out laughing. And then I was like, so I can swim or I can't. Like, what will the sand be? Will there be sand available? And then Matt goes, okay. And this is our cue to leave. Get out. And I go, I'm so sorry, everyone.
So can I clarify, you were yelling this stuff across to different points in the sauna?
Yep.
Can I put something to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to. You know those people that, I guess, lack social awareness?
Yeah.
You may tinker on the edge of that.
Hey.
What?
You looking in a mirror, champ? Because I've been in the sauna with you and you've said some pretty fucked up shit.
Like,
and you're yelling it. You want me to say what you've said?
Yep. Go on.
No, I wouldn't.
That's utter bullshit.
You speak very loud.
No.
And very rogue.
I'm conscious of my surroundings. If you and me talking in the sauna,
we were talking about wanking in the sauna.
I was.
Very loud.
I was wanking in the sauna.
Talking about it very loud.
No, I was. So that's different.
It was, like, inappropriate for people sitting next to us.
I disagree that I'd done that.
You know you did it. I can see by that little smirk and your little crinkled shirt, aren't you? You said nine, not you. You've taken that straight out of your bag.
People have been tearing strip. I love people. Oh, we said this last episode, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, but you're running off. Not a lot of sleep yet again.
Well, I've been
to
Bundaberg,
Thailand,
mate.
And yet to go to Bloody Bundy.
I've been to Bundy.
So, question about
I drink
Bundy
from Monday to Sunday.
Bundaberg isn't like the ginger beer. Is it made in Bundaberg?
It is made in Bundaberg.
And then what
is,
Bundaberg?
Well, it's different companies, though.
Oh, so you're going to the alcoholic Bundaberg. Sorry, everyone, hold fucking fire. Dior is sitting there.
You did not just have another chip.
Squid
I've been
chips.
Snacking on them the whole time.
You sick little fuck.
You haven't even tried them, Toddler.
He knows.
Please try it.
Dior.
Num, num, num. And I was reading the instructions on how to make this Tom Yum chili paste. It sounds delicious.
Wow, you've put me off.
I think they misnamed it. I think it was supposed to be Tom Yuck chili paste.
It's not very good.
It's not great, is it?
Back to Bundy.
Yeah.
So there's Bundaberg that's alcoholic.
Yes.
That's like a rum and...
It's rum.
Rum?
Yep.
And then there's a Bundaberg. Ginger beer. That's a ginger beer. I love that ginger beer Bundaberg.
They're actually releasing a bloody, well, I think we'll release the fucking Bundy rum and Bundaberg ginger beer collaboration product.
Well, if you were smart, you would do that. If you were two businesses, same name, same type of thing, you could form into one, wouldn't you, Jake?
Laura, you are so wise beyond your years.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. And coming up next, we've got the spider that climbed from Bondi to Tamarama.
Sounds like you've got like some radio experience or something, just for the way you did that. Crazy, eh?
Well,
because I know you don't. So,
Jake.
Yeah, Laura.
I was in breakfast radio for 2 years in Sydney.
Sorry?
And 4 years back in New Zealand.
6 years.
Yeah.
BR, breakfast radio.
Yeah, but be fast.
Well, hold on. Brand new breaking news story. There's something I didn't know about you.
There's something about Mary, but there's something about Lou.
She had ejaculate in her hair.
Well, they said there's something.
Yeah. Like two peas in a pod.
It's time for Red Light, Green Light time. Well, I'm going to go first because you always go first.
You just sounded like Celine Dion. I'm happy with it.
I'm not.
Celine Dion. Celine Dion because you're off pitch.
Oh, the singing. I thought you meant me saying I was going first.
No.
Red light, green light. Bath towels at the beach.
Green.
So, like, you'd take your nice white fresh ones from that you'd have your shower with and take it down to
Towels a towel, kid. Towels a towel, kid.
Hey, kid, it ain't.
Hey, kid. One of the oldest adages, I believe this was Babylonian times. They found it inscribed in a tomb on a wall, and it said, "Hey, kid, towels a towel."
Did they?
End quote.
And who quoted that?
A Babylonian prince.
And what was his name?
Kulikili. Kulikili.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
Kulikili Tala.
What were his rules while he was ruler?
Towels a towel.
Huh.
About it. He's big into towels.
He was
this
a big towel guy.
Yeah. Big towel guy.
Big towel guy.
Yep.
Okay. It checks out.
I'm a history buff, Lou. Yeah. What can I say?
It checks out. You love museums. You love art. You love Babylonian times.
Oh, I've actually offended friends by saying I hated modern art. Yeah, so to clarify, I love paintings. Modern art paintings are good.
Jack.
People shitting into a bucket, installation
art
style.
Never go back
not
on your thoughts because people have Dotheth DM'd you upsetting.
No, one of my good friends, she does Abstacker. Abby Locke does modern art. She's like, do you hate my art? I'm like, no, I love your art. She's like,
I'd like a piece of artwork, Abby.
Okay.
It's my birthday soon.
Great point. Now, I'm assuming
I actually don't have enough room in my house if that was what you were getting me for my birthday.
Oh, God. I feel like this will be the most orchestrated birthday present. I'll be like, here you go,
well,
Lou.
Are you getting me
exactly what you are.
Are you getting me like an actual present because it's my 30th and then like a joke present? Or are you just getting me one?
Fucking. I don't think I'll get you anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I assume Steph would help me find me something like cool and chic and girly, but whatever.
What did you get?
I spoke to your beautiful girlfriend yesterday. What? She was cleaning your house because you don't do anything.
I was away in another state.
Well, how kind of her to clean your house and you get home to a clean home. Yeah. You say thank you for this clean Dotheth house? Say it now.
Thanks for the clean house.
Say it louder.
Thanks for the clean house.
Say Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Thank you so much for cleaning our home.
Yeah, clean home.
You're a beautiful, kind, sweet soul.
You're a hot piece of ass.
And I love you so much.
Love them big calcium cannons.
For fuck's sake. Your turn.
You didn't answer. What? About the towels.
It's obviously red.
Why?
I've got like four really nice towels. I've got a Country Road one. I've got a nice Venroy one.
Oh,
I've got
brag a lot. A little Miss Brag a lot. A little Miss Braggadocious. Thank you. What else you got?
Well, I've got lots of nice beach towels. And then I've got my towels that I use at home, which are just white.
But in a pickle, surely you're taking a bathy down to the beach. Hey, kid, as Kunun said, towels a towel.
No, Jake, they're not.
Laura.
They're not.
You're telling me you're not going to substitute a bathy in for a beachy if need be?
Well, you need to tell us.
If Dothith came to the end of thy world and that was all I had, then yes, I would take that down to the beach. But
so you're a green.
I'm not a green. Stop taking. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been where you were.
Yeah. Nope. Nobody.
Ew, thank you,
nobody.
Oh dear.
Your turn.
Oh, okay. Red light, green light. Shoes and socks off on a plane.
Red.
Thank fuck.
Can I be honest though? I think on a long haul flight, like over, let me finish. Over like an overnight one where you got to sleep and shit, I think you're allowed to take your shoes off. You can just have your socks on.
Oh, socks. But Louisa.
Keep those little tootsies in your sockies.
Shoes and socks is crook as fuck. That's criminal shit. Socks, fine. I was roaming around on plane, took my Crocs off, had my socks on.
Yeah, but bare feet, it's a red.
It's fucked.
It's a bright red stop sign.
Like, people do it. You seen those videos of, like, plane etiquette and there's these little fuckers bloody with their feet up on the armrest in front of them with socks off, barefoot.
Get your words out. You're nearly there.
I've been drinking.
I know.
Shit.
I know you have.
Shiver me timbers. Like, it's just, some people just miss the mark. Like, you in the sauna. They lack social etiquette.
You talk about wanking in a sauna.
No, I don't.
You do. Don't say it. I can see, actually say it. Fuck it.
Nah, fuck it. Okay, both red. Good. Good to know. Because I could see it. I can see a bit of that in you.
Red light, green light. Calling your father daddy after the age of 12.
What the fuck, bro? Green. No, like I've never called my dad daddy.
Well, daddy for me is a guy that my friend's dating. So it'd be very weird if I started calling Franco daddy.
Yeah, but people have sexualized daddy.
I feel like daddy's like under the age of 8.
Yeah, I'm daddy. Not. But if you're a fully grown adult woman, calling your dad daddy.
I'm not
daddy.
Calling Franco up and going, hey, hi, daddy.
But same as mummy. Don't be calling your mum mummy.
No, but do you know what's fucking weird?
Do you
weird?
Call your mum mummy?
No, but do you know what I've just realised?
Hold on.
Jill in my phone, I've never changed it. It's been saved under mummy.
Okay. Yep, she calls her mum mummy.
I do not call her mummy. Swear on my life.
Get your fucking phone out.
I don't call her
mummy. Get your phone
out. Oh, my God.
Get your phone out.
I've got it out.
Well, go to the contact that is your mother.
Yes, it says mummy, but I don't call her that.
And pass me the phone.
Why?
I want you to pass me the phone.
Well, you can't read my text.
I swear I won't read your text. Show me the contact number. Get her contact up.
What are you doing?
Oh, I just want to show the bit.
I'm allowed to call. That's got her address on it, Jarch. So. I don't call her that. She's just saved under that from Dothith years ago.
There's mummy, back to mummy. Your mummy, by the way.
Next.
Shit, buddy.
Your turn.
That one turned into a rinsing, a public humiliation.
Keep going.
Trying to do a mummy pun.
No.
you call her mummy so much, she's eternally wrapped in bandages. It's not good. That's just.
Your turn.
Why don't you just save her as Tutankhamun? He's now a mummy. He was a pharaoh.
Uh-huh. On to the next, perhaps.
What did you get, Jill? Hold on. What did you get Jill for her birthday? A sarcophagus?
Next. Yeah,
the boys are happy with it. The boys are happy with it.
Next.
Hey, is Brendan...
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on. Is Brendan Fraser by any chance hunting your mummy?
Next.
God, she'd be terrified of a scorpion king.
We get it. You're good at it. Just go. Next. I'm getting fucked off.
My
Gosh.
Yes, mummy is angry, and not my mummy, me. I'm mummy.
Oh. Woo. She's not disemboweled by any chance.
Oh, my God. Go.
Okay, all right.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Red light, green light. Your mum being undead. I'm so sorry. Red light, green light. Detox. Detox juicing before an event.
I've done it in the past, but have now you? Red. It does fuck all. You lose water weight. It's so bad for you.
Dude, some of these girls
coming
like,
from the girl who owns tequila every weekend.
Correct, Mundi. Some of these girls like they used to work with would do it religiously. I'm red. So they'd be like, we've got a festival coming up on Saturday. They'd do like a fucking UFC fighter dehydration camp. Just like sipping these things every once in a while for like 4 days would be so cranky.
Yeah.
All the time.
But you think it's good for you, but you're literally just losing water weight. It's so bad for you. Get back on the solids. Gains. Protein, steak, meat, lads. Goody.
Yeah. But it's fucked.
That's what I imagine you guys talk about.
Yeah, well, you literally, it's, if you're a bloke, you exclusively have to talk about protein, gains, carbs, footy, Scientology.
Tits.
And, yeah, and breasts. Yes, and breasts.
Breasts.
Actually, breasts before Scientology.
You're saying the word breasts.
I like the scientific, I like the accurate terms. Fuck's Tob's gone.
He's had enough of you guys.
He's doing a poo.
He's going to find his mummy. My turn?
Yep.
Red light, green light, having a full conversation in the comments section of a Facebook post.
Having a full conversation in the comments section of a Facebook post.
So like your friend tags you in something and then you have a little combo there. Green. Green is green.
Green.
Oh.
Right? You're just young.
I thought you'd go red and say, take it off. Take it offline or go private. Why's that camera flashing, Dior?
Wants to show us its tits.
It's none of your business, Lou.
Well, to me, from working at Breakfast Radio, when a cash flashing camera's going like that.
Flameras, yeah.
It means bad.
Bad shit. So. Yeah, look, I don't know. Like, currently right now as it stands, I've got 894 unread text messages.
You need a PA.
No.
Actually, you just need to get better on your phone.
I know.
but I can't. My brain doesn't allow me to do it. I don't know what it is, dude. It's like I've got to write back to that person, and then stops me.
You're gonna say thank you to Lulu for posting all weekend.
Thank you, Lulu. Thanks, Lulu, for posting all weekend.
Who do you think posted all the stuff?
Thanks, Lulu.
Who does it if Jachi doesn't?
Dior.
Who does it?
You.
So say some kind words about me to thank me.
You're wearing the same shoes as last episode.
It's okay, they're beautiful shoes. Next.
Quentin Tarantino would love your feet. He's
got a foot fetish. Getting warmer.
You have a great mummy.
Your turn.
You look very brown. It's a lovely dress you wear, a lovely frock. It's a frilly little number, isn't it? It's a frazzled number at the end, isn't it? Don't you? You've got some frazzled ends, don't you?
I do.
And guess what it doesn't match? The ends of your hair. Because they're perfect, your hair ends. Isn't that what girls like to have?
Good
hair
ends. Or very good.
Yeah, they're not split.
Yeah, not like the band Split Ends. That's excellent for me.
It's...
Dior's nodding his head.
It's good from you, Lou.
Spicy it's good from you. Yeah, yeah. Red light, green light. Star Wars.
Only seen one.
Which one?
Don't know. I watched it when I was like 16, and the boys I watched it with only gave me 4 questions throughout the whole thing. It was fucking painful for me.
That was some switched on kids.
Because I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
You know what would be more painful? Not giving you a question limit equipment, because you would have been non-fucking-stop, mate.
Well, it's a confusing season, Judge.
Season.
It's a confusing...
Your tits all good?
What did you say?
Tits all good? Have a little look down, a little fill up for you.
I was just worried one of them was popping out.
Well, Piglet. Piglet will be onto it. You'll know. You'll know post-ep.
He'll message me. Hey, Louie. Loved that. Loved that flop.
I'm a big green for Star Wars.
Yeah, but we know that. You're
initially,
a loser, mate.
Sorry?
Yeah, you said you're a loser.
Hurtful.
But you are. You are a bit of a loser. Not a bit. You are a loser.
What in what sense?
Well, you're 34 and you have a man cave covered in Star Wars memorabilia and you play 9 hours worth of fucking Crash Bandicoot on your own and eat like 4 boxes of shapes and order like 3 pizzas throughout a day. Sometimes 2 a.m. Sometimes later.
Yeah, but then I get like heaps of pussy.
Do you? Do you, champ? I don't think Steph would lay you after that kind of day.
Lay you. And then I like, you the fuck? And then I go out and fight people.
Do you? On your little game?
No, with my fists. And then I
believe that's called Grand Theft Auto.
It's not.
Grand Theft Turismo.
What do you... Oh, God. What do you think Grand Theft Auto is?
The one where they like stab people and steal the cars and go...
Oh, no, right.
That was fifth gear. Back into third. He's in second. Oh, he's got to go to first.
So Lou's single, if you couldn't tell. No, don't cry. All right, you're a red, I'm a green.
One more from me?
Go on, you naughty little senorita, aren't you? Come on.
Red light, green light, not indicating when no one is around, like when you're driving.
Red, because it'll create bad habits and then you'll do it when there are people around. It'll fuck me off.
Same.
Okay. I feel like we've just all been lied to as friends and audience.
Well, like I'll indicate most of the time, but like if it's 11 p.m. and I'm driving and I'm going through a roundabout, I'm not going to ticker, ticker. Ticka, ticka.
Why not?
Ba-boomf.
Why not?
Ticka, ticka. Ba-boomf.
Why not? What does it take to do this?
I'm lazy.
That lazy?
Yeah.
Buddy, you're not the best of driver. You're not a good driver at the best of times.
You aren't. Don't speak of those words. Since I've got Alfonso, I'm phenomenal. I'm very good now. Like, very good. I'm just waiting for the first scratch when I'm trying to get out of my driveway.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Hey.
Come on.
Now, take it back.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Take it back.
No.
Say something nice.
No. I've given you heaps of compliments.
They were not compliments. They were, you said my toes, Quentin Tarantino would, Tino would
I said
lie.
Your fucking dress was nice.
You said my frock.
Your frilly little frock.
Your little frockaroonie.
Yeah.
It's a funky little frock.
It's not a funky frock.
It's a funky little hat you're wearing. You little funkosaurus.
Okay.
You little funky man.
A little funkosaurus.
I'm gonna take you to Funky Town with that funky hat.
Okay.
That felt
wrong. That felt sexually suggestive.
Yeah, I don't want to. So I don't want to take you to Funky Town.
No Funky Town, all right?
You're not coming to Funky Town with me.
Well, not if. Well, if Dior,
Dior
joins,
can come to Funky Town.
Oh, he'll come.
You're gonna like my fishy squid chip breath in Funky Town.
How long are you still eating those, Dior? You little sweet prince of Kingsford.
Oh, hey, you want to do some farm terms? Okay, I got some farm terms for you. Now, traditionally, you've been fucking dog shit at this game.
Hey!
So, Daddy thought I'd give you some easier ones.
Okay, well, that's...
We'll walk you through it. Let's see how you go with these.
Okay.
What do you think a wool shed is?
Where you keep the wool from the lambs and sheep.
Right.
And rams.
Wow.
Jack.
And what do you think happens in a wool shed?
It's where you share the lambs and the rams and the sheep.
She's right.
Jackpot.
Holy shit. She started ding, good. Ding, ding. She started good. All right. Next one. What do you think a gate is?
Well, Jack, it's a name for a type of boar.
I got you there. Oh.
It's a gate is a gate. Well, you're having a farm. You open it, you close it. Be like a gate in a bloody village, retirement village.
You've been spending time out in the bush.
I have.
In the sticks.
Yeah.
She's getting good. All right, next one. What do you think a sheep is?
Well, great question, Jake. It's it's what you'd call the farmhand lower than the farmhand. You'd call them the sheep.
Okay. Not quite.
No.
No.
Close.
Have another guess.
Is it one of those woolly type of animals?
Hold on.
Is that it?
Yeah, dude, you're fucking smoking this.
What can I say?
All right.
They call me Farmer Lou.
The foo.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. What do you think a goat is?
A goat, you'd call someone like a great, you know, like NRL player or like a boxer.
Like who? Which NRL player? Like Nathan Cleary, he's been thrown around as the goat.
There you go. Yeah.
Potential goat.
Yeah.
Nathan Cleary.
Is that what you'd use it for in the farm?
Not quite. Have another stab.
Is it? Oh, it's a type of animal. Am I warm?
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding. Farmer LDD. Who wants a husband?
You
it's
do.
The new TV show, Farmer Wants a Husband, and the lead role is me.
Because you're a farmer now.
Yeah.
All right, last but not least, you've done very well this round. Usually you're shit at this. What do you think a cow is?
Move
over. We got a new farm girl in town.
Correct.
All right.
Move that cow.
Okay.
To milk. Those teats.
Jeez, now this is a G-rated program.
Well, is it? What would we call this? M plus?
This would be R. It'd be R-rated.
Okay. And I think that's 20 plus.
Dude.
5 out of 5.
That's unreal.
Thanks so much.
You told me to get some farm terms. I was like, fuck, I'll ease up on her a bit.
No, you know what happened?
What?
Daddy's had a big week. Daddy couldn't be fucked prepping. Daddy thought, what's a good gag? Hey. Let's just write down some words I know.
But do you know how, like, because we've done so many farm terms, I'm like, I don't know how many more fucking terms I can do with this bird. And I was on the plane, and I'm like, what should I do? And I'm like, let's just make them the easiest thing and make a little bit out of it.
It doesn't have to be farm terms. Like, you could do Australian terms. I'm a Kiwi, remember?
True. But I thought that would be kind of fun.
It was fun. It was very
funny
clever.
For me.
Who's clever?
Me. Aren't you?
Sure.
Now, you want to do some hotlines?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, Louisa, let's get you going, huh?
Okay.
Let's get you some hotlines and some got fines.
Well, I don't want any fines in Alfonso, but Lulu's got a need for speed in Alfonso.
Alfonso? Shaking that fat ass.
Yeah, his little fat trunk.
All right, you ready?
A little junk. Yeah, I'm always ready.
Apparently we're not.
Perfect. Another techno issue. Techno. House. Oh, now we're just playing country music.
Correct. All right, we're ready.
Okay.
You ready, techno?
We're ready, round two.
Hey, you fucking piss lovers. It's fucking Winnie here. Got a fucking red light, green light for you, right? Right? You fucking listen, Josh, listen. You really listening, right? Red light, green light. All right. What do you reckon about getting pissed at a one-year-old's birthday? Celebrating for the one-year-old. Hey, Jola. Yeah? Woohoo. Woohoo. See you, mate. Have a good one. Keep pissing.
I think it's completely green.
I think everyone gets a bit tipsy at kids' birthday parties.
I think you should.
I'll be having birthday parties for my kids purely to get drunk with my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, and obviously celebrate their birthdays. But, like, you're having a few drinks.
Yeah.
You went to a baby shower and got blind, yeah, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, I mean, that's not out of the ordinary for you, is it? You like to drink.
What are you trying to say?
You like to... Let me rephrase that. You love to drink.
I love a grog occasionally.
Occasionally?
Sue me.
Well, I might actually. Write that down, Dior. Sue Judge after the show.
Some heavy litigation. Yeah, green. Love that one.
Sorry, I'm just at the beach. And I realise it's a fucking way. What? You can hear it off in the distance. Listen to this.
I didn't hear a word of that because she was in the ocean.
What do you mean?
She was on speakerphone.
I think I was
sand blowing everywhere and the winds, waves were crashing.
Surely you don't have any rules about people calling up.
No. None whatsoever.
All right.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, Lou. Just want to say I've been having a pretty shitty day all day. Feeling a bit down. Turn on the podcast and fucking have a laugh all day, and I just piss myself laughing. Didn't actually piss myself. Just thanks for everything you guys are doing. Doing a lot, helping people. And
I love you.
I love it how no one can be serious. It always has to end like joking. But I want to be serious. We actually love when we get messages like that.
It's so sweet.
People saying that the podcast brightens their day when they're having a tough time.
It's very nice.
It's like an escape zone. I don't know why, but we appreciate and we love you all, and we're glad that we can be there to help and make you giggle.
That is correct, Lou. Mm-hmm. That is our sole purpose, is to try and make people laugh.
Yes.
And hopefully we're doing it. You even laugh at us.
Well, I think that's what they're doing.
I agree. It's rarely with us.
It's what?
Rarely with us.
Huh?
They're rarely laughing with us.
Oh, I thought you were like, it's really with us.
It's really with us, this burden of me.
Yeah, I was like, laugh. What?
No, rarely with
yes,
us.
Yes, I've got it.
It's fucking Australia.
Well, there's a lime on the TV. You know what that reminds me of?
Kindness.
Tequila soda.
Oh, Mama's got a bit of a thirst for a techie soda.
Well, it's my birthday on Monday.
Shut the fuck up.
Jack, so... Three days away.
It's the fellow Ben Wedders down in Vic. Listen, I'm a couple episodes behind on episode 65, and Lou's talking about smashing a block of cheese in under 12 hours. Chunk change, Lou. All right. Let me know when you've smashed a whole entire packet of that fucking tasty cheese.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, keep pissing and.
I forgot I did that. It's impressive.
Yeah.
I ate a whole wheel of cheese, Baxter. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
That gets me stiffer than a board.
I love a good slice of tasty cheese.
Bruh, just chunks
just
of the shit.
Chunks.
Chunks of it.
Chunks of cheese and apple.
I love
cheese
that.
Cheese and crackers. Just cheese on its own.
Even just cheese.
Should we have a cheese comp?
A chomp.
The most? I think we'd probably be sick.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't want to. No, not right now.
Well, should we just indulge in some cheese and crackers together?
Now we're cooking with gas.
I'll come up to the man cave.
Something simple.
I'll watch you play your little childish games.
I've got some crackers here if you guys want
to. Squid flavoured.
Where are the white people? Crackers. The
The whites. That's what they call us, the crackers. It's a racially insensitive.
No, we're not cutting cracker. It is, that is fine.
Your budget. You're looking at me differently.
It's fine. I'm not cutting that. Nah.
You're not cutting cracker?
Not cutting it.
You crazy cracker? You're a crazy little cracker.
Next.
Put some chairs on you, you cracker.
You're not eating me. You're not eating me, senorita.
Yeah. That could get weird. Now, is this one I just played? Or
probably, because you're a dipshit.
Now, senorita, so doth be very naughty, Angel.
Very naughty, Angel.
Hello, senorita. Go, stay. We're at our friend's birthday right now. We're a little bit fucked. Mummy's a little bit fucked.
And Daddy's a little bit fucked.
We're Mummy and Daddy, by the way.
Good stuff.
We just wanted to say we absolutely love the podcast.
Good shit.
Great shit. You guys are so funny. And, yeah, it's crazy. We're out here fucked up.
Anyway.
Better with his life.
Yeah. Keep pissing.
See you, buddy.
Keep pissing.
I admire the enthusiasm, but again, Jack, that was on speakerphone.
Look, Louisa, you cannot be critical of that fucking call.
No, that's why I said I enjoyed the enthusiasm. It was great.
It was red hot. They were pissed, and they even said, "I'm Mummy and Daddy, by the way, together."
Acting as if I'm saying it was not doth good.
Well, how about you throw them more of a compliment than the cynicism, guys, that we're currently experiencing?
Oh my God!
I dare doth say,
doth is despicable.
I just
am, you are sick. You are doth disgusting.
Well,
you are doth disgusting. Hey, Alessia.
Okay. Righto. Oh, that's probably us.
That's us done for today. We love you guys. Mwah, mwah. Ciao, ciao. Hottest 100. Don't forget, 20th of November is my birthday.
Fuck.
It's on Monday. Uh-huh. Yeah, you heard it. The big dog LDD turns 30 in 3 days' time.
She's old, bruh. She's aging. Like a peach in the sun. Righto. Hey. Love you guys. Love you bedwetters. Keep pissing. Hooroo. Fucking.
The day.
Carpe diem.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.